As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And thank you, Jeff Thomas. And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Friday, May the 21st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always lots of news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home for philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout-out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Uncertainty fosters volatility within the global economic disorder. That seems to be the trend for today. Man's self-transformation, Lewis Mumford and Roderick Seidenberg. Some interesting readings from our symposium on man's role in changing the face of the earth. And certainly man has been changing the face of the earth lately in the Gulf. Let's go into that market report. For Friday, May the 21st, 2010, active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading off $9.40 at $1,173.60. You might remember that yesterday's low in the marketplace was $1,174.20. You can see we're opening up lower than yesterday. But again, gold off $9.40, trades at $1,173.60 an ounce. Silver off 6 cents, trades at $17.57 an ounce. Platinum off another 23 bucks at $1,487. Palladium reports flat. I don't believe that for a moment, but a number wasn't available on the Kitco website. But palladium at $415 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market for this morning, $1,170.40 for a low so far, $1,186.20 for a high, a $16 spread. Lots of volatility just kicking off the day. But at $1,173.60, your gold is still up year to year, $279.80 an ounce for a 23.04% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning set the price at $1,183.50. You can see we're trading 10 bucks below that right now. SPDR gold shares remain unchanged overnight. They're holding 1,220.15 tons, ostensibly, in their holdings for a value on the street, State Street, of $46.75 billion. We'll be right back.
Team TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, May the 21st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go ahead and close out that market report for this morning. Again, after trading out of New York City, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, finds gold trading off $9.40 at $1,173.60. Silver off six at $17.57 an ounce. Platinum off another 23 at $14.87. And palladium down, I guess, I don't know, flat, not reported by Kitco, but it's running at $415 on their website, $415 an ounce for palladium. Again, the lows and the highs in the spot market, about a, about a $16 spread in there. But things are very volatile in the marketplace. Last night was quite a night in Europe and Asia, very interesting. But let's continue right along. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off yesterday, 376 at 10,000, closing at 10,068. So it's just right back down to that threshold of the 10,000. The NASDAQ off 94 points, trades at 2204 yesterday closing, and the S&P closed out yesterday down 43 at 1,702. Nothing was spared at all. The crude oil this morning off another $1.19 a barrel, down at now at $69.61. You know that's got to be having a dreadful impact on the Russians. The U.S. dollar index as well loses another 27 basis points, now trades at 85.75, trying to bring this U.S. dollar back into control a little bit. The Fed definitely doesn't want it to get too strong either, because it, you know, causes mayhem in the market. In the Forex this morning, the Canadian loonie up 14 basis points, trades out at 94 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up just a fuzz, but still at 8 cents U.S. The euro up 84 basis points, trying to shore up that falling euro, up 84 basis points, trades out at $1.26 U.S. The British pound up 30 basis points, 0.30%, at $1.44 for a British pound. The Swiss franc up 26, and it trades at 87 cents U.S. In the bond market, an amazing, you know, continuing decline here in the yield on these bonds. The U.S. bonds, bonded indebtedness, treasuries, 2 years are yielding 0.68%. The 10-year is at 3.12, and the 30-year is at 4.00. In the mortgage markets, we see the continuing decline, or the continuing slide, if you will, on the mortgage market. 15-year moves down from 4.42% from a month ago to 4.21% this morning, and the 30-year moves down from 5.16% a month ago to 4.90. So that's your market report for this morning. I'm not going to belabor the issue. I think everybody pretty well covered it in the last 24 hours. There was a tremendous decline yesterday in all the markets, and gold and silver, platinum, palladium, rhodium, all of them took a strong whack. But again, you know, some people say, and I think it's pretty good advice, you look real carefully here. This is a, as they some say, a buying opportunity. I just, I would jump in with both feet if I had tons more available, but I don't. So anyway, we're going to see more of this as time goes on. The gap, the spreads are going to continue to widen. One of these mornings, we're going to be seeing $50 and $100 runs. In the last couple of days, we've moved down almost $70 in gold. This is going to, may become the norm, the new norm. Wild and radical swings in the marketplace. Timothy Geithner, little Timmy, like Babar and Celeste, he's traveling off to China, and then he's going to go over and visit with in the United Kingdom, and then he's going off to Germany, and he's going to visit with the European Central Bank chairman there, Claude Trichet. So he's out trying to do damage control and assessments at the same time. Everybody is looking at the finances. There's lots more happening in the world, however. But before we go into other things happening in the world, let's go to this. Off Bloomberg, Senate passes reform designed to prevent the worst U.S. collapse. Allison Vixen and Phil Mattingly writing this, collaborative writing, team writing project. The U.S. Senate bringing Congress to the brink of passing the most comprehensive regulation of the financial industry since the Great Depression approved a bill that imposes restrictions on proprietary trading by banks and creates a consumer protection agency designed to trigger or prevent lending abuses that triggered the housing collapse and the worst unemployment in almost three decades. Well, what they're building here again is another agency, another one of these government, I guess, sinkholes for money. They'll hire a bunch of people. They'll create a bureaucracy. First, they start with the institution, you know, and then it goes into this timeline of collapse. So we'll just have to watch this one really carefully. If they can get some harmony and something comes forward from both the House and the Senate, we'll see some new thing come out. But again, they want to, quote unquote, house this within the Federal Reserve. It's like just, you know, cutting out a new apartment, making a new apartment for the fox inside of the hen house, in my opinion. This is not a good way to go at all. I'd like to see an end of the Federal Reserve banking system, not creating a new insider inside. And besides, how would you have a consumer protection agency inside of the agency that causes the greatest trouble financially on the planet? It just doesn't make sense to me. So that's an unusual piece of legislation that's coming down the pike. And again, let's go over and catch this one quickly. Geithner is to confer with Germany, UK on the debt crisis. Again, off of Bloomberg, Christopher Wiles writes this. Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner will visit Germany and the UK next week to discuss the European debt crisis after a slide in stocks worldwide posed dangers to the global economic recovery. Well, you know as well as I know that there's no real global economic recovery. This is a house made of cards that's sitting on sand, and a wind is a-blowing. So Geithner will meet with the European official to discuss the economic situation in the region and the measures being taken to restore global confidence and financial stability. Now, this is something that Geithner and all of these other central bankers could do, is restore global confidence and financial stability. That they can do. That's by printing more funny money, things look more stable, and this idea of global confidence, you've got to know this is a confidence game. It's all based on your acceptance that this actually is money. If you don't believe this stuff has any value, you won't invest in it. You won't have any of it. And I think that would be a wise thing to do. Get out of the dollar-denominated assets whenever, wherever you can, as you can and where you can. But this idea of developing global confidence, they probably will put together some kind of a global public relations campaign to make that happen. And how do they do that? Well, let's go over to the another article off of Bloomberg today. This is off of the, if you look on Bloomberg's website, on the left-hand side there, you'll see a section that's titled Leaders. Leaders. I look at that one from time to time because quite frequently it includes these articles coming out of Harvard, darling. Harvard. The Harvard Business School. Harvard Business Review. This morning, no different. Five tips for leading campaigns for change. You know, we talk about the change agents here. As we become vocal local, we can block the change agents' craft and guile locally, only if we know the language that they're using and the programs they're bringing out. We'll pick that up right after these words. Stay with us.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit seapanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, seapanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again, and as we like to say, you know, if we're going to be really successful in all of this, we're going to need to know how to counter the change agents' craft and guile as they transition, as globalism transitions from global to local. In other words, as the Tavistock Institute's agenda gets spread wider and wider, when they bring the power to the edge theory becomes implemented, you will find in this concept of communitarianism and regionalism that it is necessary to introduce or interject, I guess would be a way of looking at it, dialogue, commentary, opinions, ideas, documentation, booklets, publications, videos, and all manner and sundry things at the local level to help bring and educate the local elected and appointed officials up to speed on the current global agenda. That is absolutely essential. And the way that that is done is through these change agents. And the change agents often come through your university extension councils. Sometimes they come as speakers circuit or speakers bureau by the international chambers of commerce, your local chamber of commerce, the banquet. Sometimes the speakers come as speaking guests for the Republican or the Democratic Party at the county committee meetings. Sometimes they come and speak for church leaders and so on. And this is something that we need to be aware of. And you watch your local newspapers for these various meetings and attend those meetings. And if you will do so diligently and take your notepad, a tape recorder, I guess these days you can just take your cell phone or your little video cam and webcam and just catch it all on tape. But when you get there, you're going to find that they're going to be implementing some of what you're about to hear. This is an article, again, off Bloomberg. It's on the leaders section this morning, and it is promulgated by the Harvard Business Review, written by a Rosabeth Moss Cantor, obviously a very strong Catholic. Well, you know what I'm talking about. And everyone agrees that culture is the hardest thing to change. Understand that. Underline that. Highlight it. Bookmark it. Everyone agrees that culture is the hardest thing to change. If you're going to destroy a nation, if you're going to destroy a people, you have to wipe out their cultural heritage. If you're going to destroy the family, you've got to cut away. You have to drive a wedge, you know, as the Bible teaches, between the father and the wife, the mother, and between the sons and the daughters, and between the sons and the father and the daughters and the mother, and so on and so forth. There's a whole passage along that line. But it's an old principle. But everyone agrees, Rosabeth writes here, that culture is the hardest thing to change. And we're going to find out about this man's self-transformation here this morning as we go into the broadcast deeper. So I'm just kind of setting up the broadcast here with a daily, timely news release. Again, everyone agrees that culture is the hardest thing to change, whether ethics in the financial system, not morals, but ethics now, that's important, whether ethics in the financial system, in other words, tying it into what is happening right now with the Senate article, Senate passes the reform, or the eating habits of individuals. In other words, we throw in something absolutely ridiculous over there. But again, the eating habits of individuals, that brings up in to my mind, Codex Alimentarius, the troubles now in the Gulf, the seafood problems, and so on and so forth. eating habits of the individuals, where the government is thinking about passing legislation to make it difficult for young people to suck down their Mountain Dew soda pop and all that, you know, obesity, blah, 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 diabetes, all of that. Continuing from her article, she writes, "That's because change is not a decision like appointing a new CEO, nor is it an event like winning an election." Now here she's invoking Barry the Usurper's campaign for change. "Change is an ongoing campaign," she says. And this is the truth. Change is an ongoing campaign. It's been going on for almost 100 years with increasing intensity that I'm aware of in my research. Even in a hierarchy, top officials can declare a new policy or restructure by fiat, but they can't change behavior without a campaign to win the hearts and the minds. Now, stated in a different way, you can understand this, that a law that cannot be enforced will not be enforced. If you can understand, as we've said so many times on this broadcast, that your consent is necessary. It's voluntary compliance. If you will not comply with new regulations, if you'll sign the petition and pledge not to participate in Barry the Usurper's Obamacare program, that is an indication that legislation is being passed that the people will not voluntarily comply with. They will not comply. And a law that cannot be enforced will not be enforced. But here, change is an ongoing campaign. And when we use words like campaign and missions and things like that, the mission statements, campaigns for change, campaigns and missions are terms of war. They're right out of the dialogue, right out of the vernacular of war. Continuing again, even in the hierarchy, top officials can declare a new policy, declaration of a policy, rule by policy, not by law, rule by police actions. That's the language of the Administrative Procedures Act. All right? And she knows what she's doing. This woman writes carefully. But they can't change behavior without a campaign to win the hearts and the minds. In other words, they have got to obtain public buy-in. They have got to get you to voluntarily comply. Voluntary compliance is just the Republican way of saying affirmative action. That was the Democrats' banner. If culture change is difficult within a company, it is even harder in looser systems, such as communities and countries. No mention of states here now. Communities, as we move into this communitarian age, and countries. If culture change is difficult within a company, a corporate structure, this is the difference between the de facto state and the de jure state. The difference, as Alfred Addis has opened up to our understanding, the difference between the state and this state. But if culture change is difficult within if culture change is difficult within a company, it's even harder in loose systems such as communities and countries. In his book, All Deliberate Speed, Charles Ogletree examines 50 years after the Supreme Court passed Brown versus Board of Education ordering the desegregation of U.S. public schools. Yet decades later, schools remain de facto segregated. If laws don't produce change, then leaders must become adept at campaigns to change behavior. You see, you think you're electing a representative and that the representative is going to appoint people to run the businesses of government, but that's not the case whatsoever. Leaders are basically running campaigns to change behavior. They're not out to represent you, they're out to change you. Now, the best campaigns for change, she writes here, have five elements. And whether you read the FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency's guidelines in regards to implementing the multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation task force planning process that brought us the International Code Council's body of model codes and acts, or wherever you go, you'll see the same sort of things that we're going to talk about next. Stay with us.
Talk radio online worldwide at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're back into an examination of an article which you can find up on the Bloomberg website this morning, Five Tips for Leading Campaigns for Change. I would recommend strongly that you go up on there and either download it and save the file or burn it off or print it out or do something, but hang on to it. Because as you open your daily newspapers, right, locally, and glance through the various and sundries that have been displayed for you, just displayed, I'll say, and read them, you're going to find keys from this particular article right in those articles in your local newspaper. All right, it's all about changing the culture. Everyone agrees that culture is the hardest thing to change. And so it's an all-out war raging, really, between legal positivism and the natural law. And they're out there working to change your mind, change culture, to open the door and pave the way for the changes that are coming down the pike. Here, just right out of the dictionary, I pulled this one up and grabbed it. It's the Scribner Bantam English Dictionary. This was published long ago. I got this copy in 1991. It's dog-eared and worn out. and the back is breaking. It's a huge dictionary. But anyway, this is what they what it says for notice. I'm not going to give it all to you because it's a huge column on all of this. But just right off the bat, notice, knowledge and information. Knowledge, information. That's the first. That's the highest. That's the first sense of this word, notice. Two, a notification, warning. A and B, a state of being notified or warned. You've been notified. You've been warned. Notice. All right? They're bringing something to your notice. Three, notification or of the termination or non-renewal of employment or of a contract or an agreement. Four, observation or attention. Five, a posted sign or a placard giving information. So you can see it's a legal thing. All right? And this is what it's all about. This is what your newspaper is all about. Hal Anthony says it's public notice. You read these news articles every day. They're giving you notice. They're putting you on notice. They're warning you. This is what's coming down the pike. So the best campaigns for change have five elements. And here they are. One, memorable messages. Campaigns, again, this is a war terminology, like brand marketing, start with a clear, succinct, easy-to-repeat, emotionally compelling message. You see how they reach inside of your mind? With a clear, succinct, easy-to-repeat, emotionally compelling message. And you, faithful sheeple, will turn right around when you get this stuff off the television or out of your newspaper. You'll turn right around and you'll bring it with you, wanting to put yourself off as an informed citizen, duly noticed. And you'll bring it to the water cooler, and then you'll bring it to the lunchroom. You'll bring it to the 15-minute break in the morning as everybody sits around and dives into their lunch boxes on the tailgate of somebody's pickup at a construction site. You'll bring this information out. Why? Because campaigns like brand marketing start with a clear, succinct, easy-to-repeat, emotionally compelling message. It reaches into your mind. It impacts your emotion basket. It is carefully crafted in terms that easy to remember and easy to repeat. And then it goes on and it talks about the designated driver campaign and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to go through all of that. You understand what we're talking about. Here's the second thing that they include, stories. And there's why they say it. Narrative is a powerful tool for campaigns. People remember other people and stories better than numbers. People remember other people and stories better than numbers. So often on this broadcast, I've mentioned that I really prefer to focus like a wise physician on diagnosing, analyzing, diagnosing, finding, isolating the disease, and then pressing forward towards a cure of the disease, than spending copious and unlimited amounts of time discussing the victims and the symptoms. The reason for that, in part, is because I do understand this agenda fairly well. At least I believe that I do. And I know that narrative is a powerful tool for campaigns because people remember other people and stories better than numbers. So rather than getting down to the brass tacks and talking about the objective information, we've been induced to believe in and embrace the subjective. We've been induced to run after the emotion and chase after the little black pelican that needs to get an oil job, oil change, pay attention to the numbers. And then it goes on. It talks about Barry the Usurper's wife leading a campaign against obesity, getting people, Americans, up and walking. What nonsense. Anyway, that's that. Here's the next step. Action tools and roles. Again, what is a role? Well, it's something that an actor does in a drama, a play, right? And then they write up a program so that the audience can have the program when they go in to be seated to watch the play. And then they watch the roles, the actors playing their roles. Well, action tools and roles. In a successful campaign, there is a clear step that anyone can take. And I'll just use Karen Quinn Tostado's as an example, don't buy, don't comply, and ask why. A clear, simple step that anyone can take. Action tools and roles in a successful campaign. without requiring elaborate new processes, even if more complex change is required eventually. So in other words, they're going to get you into the chute, and then you'll just stumble along, and eventually you will arrive at the synthesis. So it always begins with the synthesis, and then you build your thesis and your antithesis to get all the cattle to come over to the place that you want them to be when it's time to load them into the cattle cars and take them off to slaughter. Again, action, tools, and roles. In every successful campaign, there is a clear step that anyone can take without requiring elaborate new processes, even if more complex change is required eventually. A checklist for surgery is a simple, actionable tool, and so on. The designated driver is a role that is immediately clear to everyone attending a party, and so on and so forth. Now, here's another of the five elements, coalitions of partners. And you've heard about this until we're all ready to vomit. Building a strong coalition of partners for Iraq and Afghanistan. Change campaigns need many suppliers, distributors, and allies. Change campaigns need many suppliers, distributors, and allies. And this is why the outreach is to your local community, because it needs to come from you from every direction. It needs to come home with your children in their lunchbox. I guess they can't take lunches anymore. They have a little card that they have to swipe and eat the poisonous food. But that comes home with the students, maybe in their backpack. Now, children are required to wear a special kind of backpack. It comes home in the backpack in the form of a public notice to the parents from the student. They teach it in the schools. They run the videos and all the indoctrination programs. They teach it in church. Your pastor will talk about it. You'll hear about it in the local newspaper, on the radio, and on television. You'll hear about it at the workplace. Again, the water cooler talk and the elevator chatter. Because campaigns need many suppliers, distributors, and allies. While your employer's in there, they're collecting money for UNICEF. Everybody else seems to be, you know, working on this program to raise money for the Haitian victims, so on and so forth. So these are programs of action, really, five steps for to affect a campaign for change. And here's the last one: a point of action nudges. Point of action, nudges, nod, nod, wink, wink, nudges, nudge, 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 nudge. Popular media messages get generalized attention, just as commercials for products do. But like marketing campaigns that require point of sale support, successful behavioral change campaigns need to place reminders at the point of action, the moment of truth when the behavior is set in motion. For example, bars, that would be cocktail lounges and drinking establishments, bars are naturals for designated driver or safe sex campaign materials. Safe sex campaign materials. And you just thought those condom machines in the men's lavatories was there for your protection, right? Well, no, it's building a culture of safety. It goes back to Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59. The promotion of a culture of safety, development of a safety cult. Continuing here, campaigns for culture again, culture change flourish under experienced leaders in later stages of life ready to jump into making a big impact on society. And so William Jefferson Clinton and George Herbert Walker Bush, these old cadavers, go around. And because the campaign for change flourishes under experienced leaders, the figureheads come out and everybody jumps on the bandwagon. This reasoning underlies the meta campaigns of the Advanced Leadership Fellowship to deploy a leadership force of social change campaigners. They're always reaching out, you know, to the senior citizens to be involved and take leadership roles. After all, if the seniors want it, you know, who could be against it? If the veterans of foreign wars want it, who could be opposed to it, right? Well, buddy Poppy, look out. Change is a-coming. We'll be right back.
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the members' stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we rip off about 55 years of onion skin, and we go back to 1955 to the Symposium on Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth in Princeton, New Jersey. I like to refer to this text whenever and wherever we can as it fits in to our discussion of the global agenda. And certainly in this last part of it, and again, this book runs about 1,193 pages, it looks like. And we're on page 1,090. So we're towards the end of a very, very long book. I've read the whole thing, not just once, but twice, underlined, highlighted, margin-rooted, cross-referenced, post-it notes, you name it. I've spent a lot of time in this book because it's exceedingly revealing. It's also rather unique in that I haven't been able to find additional copies of it. I would love to just have them to make available to you. Also look at this book because many of these actors and stakeholders are now dead. And they were very influential in their time. These are the early planners. These are a lot of the thinkers and some of the stinkers. And so in this section, in this final, this conclusion to this huge tome titled Man's Self-Transformation, as we began yesterday, there are several areas that it considers. The relevance of total human action. Again, you heard that right out of Bloomberg this morning. Change agents. Depends on action. the dominance of intelligence and action. And action now. Remember Franklin Delano Roosevelt's warning there. You have nothing to fear but fear itself. Times at his time demanded action, and action now. We can trace action right back there, if not earlier. But the relevance of total human action. What is the relevance of total human action? We're going to find out about that. The dominance of intelligence. The responsibility of freedom. Science and humanities. Western and non-Western cultures. Planning and free choice. So at the end of this huge symposium, what we have here, basically, are colloquy of writings that are summaries of oral presentations, it appears, made by some of the principal presenters at the symposium, including Chairman Lewis Mumford. And if those of you that don't know who Lewis Mumford is, just type it into Wikipedia and it'll come right up. Might set your hair afire. But anyway, we introduced and began that yesterday. I'm going to continue that now. And in the second hour, what I'm hoping to be able to accomplish is to get to the end of this next article as well, written by a man named Roderick Seidenberg. I think you're going to be very surprised at some of the things you hear in the next hour and a half. So let's get right into it, picking up where we left off yesterday. To understand what the real future is going to be at any moment, it is necessary to understand not only all the probabilities, all the factors in the given situation that will continue through inertia, but also things in the nature of man, the social mutations that are going on, the emergence that are coming forth, and the fresh ideas that are being born, which will deflect the statistically probable future toward the actual future. Now, in this sentence, we embody all that we've just discussed from our writer, Ms. Cantor, Harvard Business Review. We bring in the idea that I've talked about so often, that you have to carefully research history, research the past, and then we look forward into the future, what I hope to be greater and greater measures of freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. But then, inevitably, we always find ourselves in the future, in action, if you will, on that springboard or that diving board where we've run out all the way to the end of the board. That's our life. That's all of the inertia that the author here mentioned. And you jump up in the air and you come down, your feet hit the board, and then you start to come up off that board and your toes come up. And just as your toes come off the board and you begin to fall forward into your dive, that is where we live, in a state of action, always falling forward into the future, propelled by the inertia of the past. So back to the article. I'm going to give it to you one more time. To understand what the real future is going to be at any moment, and notice this again, written 55 years ago, it is necessary to understand not only all the probabilities, all right, now we're invoking math, this is the numbers, all the factors in the given situation that will continue through inertia. That's that springboard effect. But also things in the nature of man. This is the idea of knowing who you are and whose you are. What is the nature of man? The social mutations that are going on. This is change. Remember how hard it is to change culture. The social things in the nature of man. The social mutations that are going on. The emergence that are coming forth. All right, this is the revealed agenda. And the fresh ideas that are being born, these are those taglines, these new ideas, sustainable development, recycling, you know, buddy poppy and all the rest of that. And the fresh ideas that are being born, which will deflect the statistically probable future toward the actual future. This is a judo tactic. This is a judo move. You use the mass of history and the people, and you deflect them. This is, again, the Hegelian dialectic, thesis and antithesis. You've got the past as perhaps the thesis. You have the mass as perhaps the antithesis. And you deflect them into the synthesis, which brings you, which will deflect the statistically probable future toward the actual future. So it's a dialectical move here. See why I like to read this sort of stuff? Man's satisfaction with the future depends largely on the ratio of the possible and desirable. All right, we're now he's going to give us a little bit more math. Remember, in public notice, they don't use numbers, they use emotions. Here, he's laying out the formula for us. So listen, man's satisfaction with the future depends largely on the ratio of the possible and desirable to the given and inevitable. And so you have A over B and C over D, and you're developing a ratio here. And the four variables are the possible, the desirable, the given, and the inevitable. If he had to submit himself abjectly to life as it was structured in the past without any possibility of altering it, he would lose one of his attributes as a living being. All right? The people that champion the status quo, all right? The conservatives. What are we conserving anyway? What did you really want to conserve? What was conservative in our, what's conservative in my generation was considered progressive in the one prior, and so on and so forth, all the way back through history. Conservative and liberal, conservative, and actually I should say conservative and progressive. Liberal is a different thing. That has to do, well, that goes all the way back to Venice, doesn't it? We've studied that. But the idea of being conservative versus progressive, the idea of either being a Whig or a Tory, these things are changing all the time with every passing generation. Now, continuing, he says, oh, yes, he would lose one of his attributes as a living being. Could you imagine if we all of a sudden were able to step through some kind of a weird device and we got locked in time? In other words, it was a perpetual Wally and June Cleavers 1957 America, where I have my 1957 convertible sitting in the driveway with the gold tone emblems, with the power windows and the power brakes and the power steering and the power seats and the power top, and an AM and FM radio just coming on the scene there. And then we have, you know, the washing machine, and we've got the carburetor and the disposal and all that. The manicured land, the push mowers. Nobody used riding mowers in those days, the push mowers, you know. And we were locked at that time period. How long would it be before people were just committing suicide on the mass scale? The boredom would just go off the top, wouldn't it? Getting locked in one time period, locking in onto one concept, locking in onto one style of living. You know, it's like being in some village, tribal, ancestral type of a lifestyle where it was going to be, let's go out and kill another elephant. Anybody want to go with me? Okay, let's go get an elephant. You go kill the elephant, and then you cut him up and you eat him. And then your children do the same, and their children do the same, and the children do the same, and the grass huts all look the same, and the paths were worn into the dirt, and it's the same, 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 same.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, May the 21st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, cover a little bit of news, particularly a five-step plan, I guess, that the change agents use in getting culture to change. And from that, we've gone back into our man's role in changing the face of the earth, the symposium out of Princeton, 1955. So much of this material became the foundation upon which all of the green agenda has risen, in my opinion, researched as it is. And so in this ending section of this symposium, which is, by the way, is documented in this 1,000-plus page book that I have in front of me here, donated to my library by a good friend in Washington State, just happens to know the particular philosophical bent that I enjoy following, so glad to get it. I don't know whether you could get a copy of this book for yourself either. I will give out the title information so that you might look for it yourself. If you can find a copy of it at any reasonable price under $200 or $300, I would suggest you buy a copy for yourself. This is, again, Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth. It was edited by a William L. Thomas, Jr. of the Wenner Gren Foundation. Wenner, W-E-N-N-E-R hyphen G-R-E-N Foundation. Do take time to browse up Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, Webferret, or however you go about it. Look up the Wenner Gren Foundation. It makes for a very interesting web search. And it has collaborations by Carl Sauer, Marston Bates, and Lewis Mumford, to name just a fraction, many co-chairs of the symposium. And again, this was published for the Wenner Gren Foundation for Anthropological Research and the National Science Foundation by the University of Chicago Press, Chicago, Illinois. And it was entered into the Library of Congress here, University of Chicago, 1956. The second impression, which I have in front of me, 1958. This particular volume that I have in front of me as a rubber stamp of November the 19th, 1958, apparently when it was brought into the library that it was retired from subsequently. So, back into the document here, the book. This is a discussion, this is a reiteration or recapture of a presentation made by Chairman Lewis Mumford of the symposium. And he's talking about the relevance of total human action. He's talking about man's self-transformation. And Mumford is a very influential fellow. He was, as was Ian McCarg, who is famous for his book, Design with Nature. He is a consummate planner. A planner, Lewis Mumford, and well worth your study to look into. But again, he writes this: we're dealing, therefore, with the earth as modified by human action. Certainly none could dispute that the Gulf of Mexico this morning has been altered by human action. none could dispute that Chicago land has been altered by human action, or Beijing, or any place else where man steps his feet on the soil. No matter where we go, we alter. Some say we should be wise stewards of this land. Some say that we were given dominion over this, over the birds, the fish, the fowl, the air, the sea, and all of the lands. Some say that we should, you know, tread lightly and leave nothing, you know, take nothing but pictures and leave nothing but footprints. There's lots of these little slogans that are out there. I've always been a champion for wise use. Wise use, as opposed to no use. There are those, however, that champion no use. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, May the 21st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Call-in numbers today are 512-904-8014. And internationally, around America and around the world, you can call in at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. But I do have a lot to discuss here, and I'd like to go as far as I can with these two papers. I'd like to finish them both today if I can, but I don't know whether we'll get there or not. Might have to carry this on to Monday. But also think of the time period here, then the symposium held back in 1955 in Princeton Think of that time period. You know, the United Nations had only been up and running for a little while. The illegitimate Box of Rocks, Israel, just getting started over there. The uranium dust, the atomic dust still settling after the Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You know, Harry Dexter White, John Maynard Keynes building the IMF, Bernard Baruch chairing the Atomic Energy Commission. Very interesting time period, you know, getting ready to expand out and begin this concept of the interstate highway system, bringing infrastructures into place that had never before been in the United States of America. A very big time, a very big shoe, as Ed Sullivan would say. So we're dealing, therefore, with the Earth, this author writes, at that time period, with the Earth as modified by human action in its totality, not just by human action in the form of science, technology, economic institutions, but also as modified by religion, by ethical principles, by education, and by art. By education and by art, by religion, by ethical principles. All these also, the author is intimating, alter the Earth. For example, think of how the natural environment in England was modified by the school of landscape painting that arose in Holland and in England in the 17th century. You might remember some of the Monet, pointillism, some of the beautiful landscape paintings that were coming on in that time period. All of that, the beginnings of what would become the Garden Cities Movement, all of this would become the ideas behind the Presidio of the Golden Gate Park, eventually New York Central Park, the Parks Movement all across the United States and around the world. All that rose out of this landscape painting schools that arose in Holland and in England in the 17th century. That would be the 1600s. Under the guidance of landscape gardeners, these fresh institutions of naturalism transformed great estates and finally modified an even greater share of the English landscape. So up until that time, heretofore to that, you know, the Western man wasn't too much on clipping bushes and stuff like that. But once they were exposed to what could be the beauty of landscaping, then everyone got on board with that. You know, today you're chained to your lawnmower. If you don't mow your lawn, the city will come and fine you for it. You know, if your bushes get unkempt, they'll come and fine you for it. Maybe they'll just, police you right off your property with the International Property Maintenance Code. If you don't keep all of the trim boards painted as well as they like, you don't keep your gutters and downspouts free of debris. You see how these things morph over time. All started with landscape painters. Wasn't that nice? All this was the result of fresh aesthetic perceptions that existed at first only in the minds of the 17th century painters and some of the Italian painters ahead of them. So, too, politics, law, and education, all these tend to modify man's own culture and, by altering his nature, his direction, his purpose, his goals, also tend to modify the earth. And so we've visited with the writings of Albert Ben Dicey, A.B. Dicey. We've looked into the concept how law and legislation, you know, or opinions and cross currents of public opinion alter law and legislation. You see? The earth, as modified by man's total actions, is therefore the subject of our discourse. So we dare to ask ourselves something that we must not ask in terms of a purely scientific methodology. Here's some questions. What kind of earth do we want? What kind of men do we want? What forms of life do we want here? Boy, I hope that set you on edge. Perhaps you sat up in your chair and listened to it. Again, what kind of earth do we want? Again, these are scientists. These are the great minds of the planet convening in Princeton, New Jersey, 1955. What kind of earth do we want? This is the little g godman emerging. What kind of men do we want? What forms of life do we want here? I'll bet you're hoping you're on their list, right? That you'll be one of those kinds of life that we want here. This is a point where ideal projections, which mathematics uses so ideally when it is dealing with less complicated things than human society, might be very useful. Hence the IBM computing. Get your punch card punched lately? We might again ask ourselves, what are the possibilities for life in a population less than we have now? A population of 500 million. Funny. Wasn't that chiseled in stone on the guidestones? What are they at 2 billion? What would they be at 5 billion? What would they be at 60 billion? Right? What are the possibilities for life in a population less than we have now? And then they go and he mentions numbers. He throws some numbers out. Changing one factor in the situation could lead to the creation of a very useful series of abstract utopias, which might guide us in the decisions to be made about the population question. The population question. Remember the Jewish question? The final solution? The population question. Although we would certainly require further guidance when we took in a larger section of human life than reproduction alone. Of course, we could read George Orwell, 1984. You could read Brave New World and The Brave New World Revisited by Aldous Huxley. Or we could just stay right here with Mumford. Then we should ask ourselves, what are the results from the present tendency toward uniformity and standardization? Toward a decrease in variety, a decrease in the power of selection. You heard about this idea of being able to select your children before they are created in the petri dish. The idea of selective breeding comes to mind. But it's not just that. It's our power of selection of what variety of corn shall we have? What variety of rice should we have? What will our world look like with 2 billion or 500 million? Our institutions today tend to establish our recent technological civilization as a norm. Our recent technological civilization, the end of the technocracy. Well, it just gets more interesting. I hope you'll stay with me. Be right back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. The official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christo's Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christo's Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies in state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so back in 1955, when this symposium was getting underway, I was yet too young to enter in a role in kindergarten, but I was already thinking. At least that's what I've been told. Rather active, precocious young fellow. But anyway, we could go into all different manner and sundry of directions from this. We could look at Jacques Maritain, Hannah Arendt, perhaps. Some of those emigres that got swept up out of Europe between World War I and World War II and brought to the United States to teach the American students about Europe and about America. That's a quote. Perhaps we could talk about Ayn Rand. You know, I don't know whether she'd written Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged yet, but that was all in the makings coming on. You talk about Leo Strauss and his influence and the development of what eventually would be known as the neocons. All of this coming on us and at us, so many of the planners and architects and engineers and designers, social engineers, academia. This is prior to the beginning of what would become the free speech movement, which so altered our education system in the United States as to render it in this day and age almost useless, a waste of time. But again, it has to do with much of what was discussed and came out of this symposium, knowing where man must go in the course of the next century. They followed the trail laid out by these breadcrumbs. Let's go back to the text. And this again written by Lewis Mumford. I'd have to check that. This seems to have been written by an editor summarizing material that was presented by Lewis Mumford, most likely with the transcript at hand. But is it a norm, he stated or wrote, but is it a norm? Is it permanent? Will this suffice for a creature who has such a rich and varied biological and social past as man? Or would he, when faced with some final utopia of the machine, feel about it the way certain primitive tribes in the South Seas might have felt the earlier blessings of that civilization? That's a very loaded sentence. Would he just sicken and die at the prospect of living under those circumstances? How many people are committing suicide today? This month? This past year? Would he just sicken and die at the prospect of living under those circumstances? How many people are on antidepressants? We spoke about that earlier this week. taking drugs so that they can deal with the reality that's all around them, the reality that they can't, that has been created by all of these illusions, all of this public notice, their television, the media, their educators, their priests, their pastors, and their teachers. Would he just sicken and die at the prospect of living under those circumstances? There is the possibility either that we might commit atomic suicide. This has a rather high degree of probability if we continue along our present course. Or that we might even have an earlier reaction against our mechanical civilization in the form of boredom. 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 You have a love affair with your balls? You like your soccer ball, your basketball, your baseball, your volleyball, your golf ball, your billiard balls? You got a passionate love for balls? Boredom. It's all been thought out in advance, very carefully set up for you. That our highly technological civilization does not tempt a sufficient number of high school students to study mathematics and physics should give pause. There's nothing new about this. Even in the 1950s, fewer and fewer young people were looking into mathematics and physics. They were being swept away in arts and music and other of the humanities. Is this lack of interest to be the weighty brake upon its continued expansion? The free speech movement? Sex, drugs, and rock and roll? Consider the state of mind of a person in the 3rd century A.D. toward the great Roman Empire and all its technological improvements, all its apparatus of learning, all that made it a great civilization. Most Romans would have thought, indeed some actually said, that their civilization would last another 1,000 years. There is a little 3rd century dialogue, the Octavius Minucius Felix, between a pagan and a Christian, comparing paganism with the new creed. As we read that dialogue, we see that the pagan has the better of the argument. He is defending Rome, defending the culture of Rome against the wicked barbarians, these slavish Christians who would undertake to destroy it. And as the dialogue approaches the climax, the modern reader would say, quote, this rational Roman, of course, is on the right side, close quote. And just at this moment, the pagan falls flat on his face, as it were, because he realizes that the new forces of life are on the side of the Christian, and he is converted to the new creed. This means that Rome fell in the minds of the Romans before it was sacked, long before the barbarian hordes came on, and so our civilization might fall in the minds of those who are now supporting it if the dissatisfactions, the fears, the frustrations that are visible today continue to mount up. Let the subject for debate then be, quote, resolved, that it seem impossible to change the direction and impetus of technological civilization, close quote. In other words, this is like a resolution, be it resolved, that. It seems impossible to change the direction and impetus of our technological civilization, close quote. In opening this session, then it goes on, Mumford said the following, that he had followed the method of St. Thomas Aquinas by first presenting the contrary argument. He believed that man, perhaps best fitted to speak for the affirmative on the basis of his previous work and thought, was Seidenberg. Anyway, that was just a little closing note from the editor. And so now we're going to start in to that person whom Lewis Mumford thought would have been better suited to open this part of the dialogue. And that is a man named Roderick Seidenberg, Seidenberg. I'll put it in the archive note. Seidenberg. And he writes, the dominance of intelligence. Think about it. The dominance of intelligence. So in the beginning here, we're looking at the relevance of total human action by Lewis Mumford. And we transition now into the next of these papers, the dominance of intelligence. And we'll just get started and the break will come. So bear with me. Seidenberg began the presentation of his point of view by saying that customarily we are not inclined to make serious comments about the future. We feel that modesty requires that we say that we do not know about it. Nonetheless, the future deserves a little more critical thought, if only because it may be said that the future has descended upon us to a degree that is unique in history. It wasn't long after this writing that we started to see the idea of time management seminars coming on us and goal setting, thinking of life as a journey and that success is nothing more than a, well, we'll have to come back to that.
Information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we can understand that as this information gained traction among academia and science and started to make its way around the globe, and many of these were fellow travelers, that the ideas of Nietzsche, the nihilism, Sartre, existentialism, Fritz Perls, Gestalt, and all of that were coming on and as people try to grasp and wrap their minds around this idea of moving into a time period where suicide might be a better choice for living. And then out came all of the positive mental attitude people trying to cheer up business and finance leaders, the positive mental attitude approach of Earl Nightingale and other many speakers like that, where success becomes a journey and not a destination. The idea of the progressive realization of predetermined personal worthwhile goals as set out by Paul J. Meyer and Success Motivation Institute. Progressive realization, making real of predetermined, this goes back to your dialectic again, predetermined personal. It has goals that are set before you by others will have little or no effect until you personalize them. You have to bring them in. That's why they use emotion as part of the sales presentation. Predetermined personal worthwhile goals. You can set goals to be a crook or a criminal, but over the long term, they won't be very motivational. They won't pull you along too well. Of course, that could be refuted in Wall Street today. And then goals. These are steps, waypoints on the journey of life. So back to the author here. He continues, he says, it's doubtful whether in the past man has ever concerned himself so consistently with the future as he does today. He started having this futurist, the World Federal Council, all the various and sundries, the Barbara Marx Hubbards of the world started to emerge, Madame Blavatsky's, Lucis Trust, and so on and so forth. It's doubtful whether in the past man has ever concerned himself so consistently with the future as he does today. One reason, perhaps, is that in a civilization or a culture which has attained a certain stability, the future, which is going to be similar to the past, evaporates as a problem. But in a civilization or a culture subject to increasingly rapid change, the future impinges upon us. You wonder why the news just comes out like a fire hose, a torrent, and why the media is always coming out with something else and there's always more top 40 hits, right? But in a civilization or a culture subject to increasingly rapid change, the future impinges upon us. Perhaps we're approaching some kind of a climax. We seem to be going through not a transitional stage, but a moment of transformation. We're no longer confined to time, as we were when we spoke of the present or the past. We're still on earth, but time is now a free affair. In approaching the future, we must take into consideration the length of the curve into the past. If our background is only that of a few decades, our estimates of the next decade may be quite wrong. But if we include as a background the trends over several millenniums, the chances are that our predictions may be a little firmer and may carry us for a century or two. Specific, isolated phenomena are a matter for crystal gazing and prophecy. Crystal gazing and prophecy. The crystal balls and the prophets that said, thus saith the Lord, right? But beneath phenomena, remember Auguste Comte and Henry St. Simon. Some claim that Henry St. Simon is the father of phenomenology, the positivist's worldview. But beneath phenomena in the future, as in the past, there lies a certain structural quality to life. Therefore, we do well to confine ourselves to the more abstract and structural considerations in talking of the future. Naturally, when we come to the domain of man himself, the most unpredictable of all the phenomena with which science must deal, it's that old unpredictable nature of man, we become more humble in our predictions. Nonetheless, the effect of intelligence, which perhaps distinguishes man in his function from the animals. Did you catch that little slur? I'll give it to you again, in case it went over your head. Nonetheless, the effect of intelligence, which perhaps distinguishes man in his function from the animals has been to make possible a cumulative knowledge which in turn acts as a fulcrum for the lever of intelligence. If we take a sufficiently long range, we can say that man, owing to his intelligence, has progressively changed outward in his mode of life. Anthropologists will bear out the fact that certainly in historic times, the intelligence of the individual has not changed perceptibly. And it is perhaps questionable that it will change in the immediate or even long-range future. The intelligence of man. I've made comments here on this broadcast. Are we evolving or devolving? Are we becoming more intelligent or less? This author doesn't think it's going to change perceptibly. But intelligence has had the most amazing results and consequences in the manner of life and man. Presumably, this will continue to operate in the future as it has in the past. Technology can be defined as the use of intelligence in respect to the artifacts and living of man. Technology has reached an explosive stage, and the probability that man will continue to maintain and even develop his technology seems fairly certain. The line of intelligence which stems from far back into the history of mankind can be projected beyond the present moment of technological development. Again, this is this idea of carefully researching the past, visualizing the future, finding yourself on that diving board, always falling forward into the future. This symposium principally has asked, question, what was the role of man in changing the safe surface of the earth? Now, thanks to this technological factor, we might say, what are the effects of the changing world upon the condition of man? This brings in the whole social point of view with what has gone before. Think about the Gulf of Mexico. Macondo gently weeps this morning. What are the effects of a changing world upon the condition of man? Think about the words of Rahm Emanuel, never let a good crisis go to waste. What are the effects of a changing world upon the condition of man? Percy Bridgman defined science as the application of intelligence. The machine is the result of intelligence. And today, in contrast to the past, intelligence operates unencumbered. We have learned through science to be completely objective in the face of phenomena. We have no preconceived ideas. We simply use intelligence as a method of arriving at our conclusions. Though this be only half the world of thought, science is the half which now, to a large extent, dominates our effective thinking. Now, what's he talking about there? He is demonstrating in words the dichotomy or the division between the subjective and the objective. Science being the material of the objective inquiry of man's mind. And he says that it's taken predominance. Perhaps the distinction between modern man and past man is that whereas man in the past had nature as an environment, we of today have a twofold environment. We have nature, but we have with increasing intensity another environment, which might be called the quote-unquote laws of nature. Now, I don't use the laws of nature the way that he does here, but we'll give it to him. He's putting it in quotes. The laws of nature, the author continues, Mr. Seidenberg, the laws of nature are the result of our scientific appreciation of nature, and we have adjusted ourselves increasingly not to nature directly, but to the laws of nature. Formerly, it was the natural scene about us that was our environment. There's a shift happening here. It is important to observe in respect to those laws of nature that although we ourselves change them on occasion, think of New York City, September the 11th, 2001, although we ourselves change them on occasion, as Einstein somewhat amended the laws of Newton. Well, ponder that. We'll be right back.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Regrettably, experience tells me that in the time remaining in this last segment of today's broadcast, I won't be able to get to the end of this particular piece. So I'll just press on and we'll carry it on again Monday. There are other articles here that I want to share with you, too. I think you might find, going back and listening to the archives, except for all but the very most astute of our listeners, you may never have heard any of this before on radio, certainly that is highly unlikely. Perhaps in your own reading you might be able to find these writings and study them at your leisure. But I give this to you for those that don't have the means to find this kind of written material. I only try and bring from my library the very best materials that I can. Typically I'm reading right from the books, very rarely from the screen of a computer. I've spent many hours studying these writings and comparing them with the writings out of the United Nations and all of their various organs and bodies, and this is foundational material for what has become the sustainable development movement. So bear with me. I hope you enjoy the presentation, because it is important, again, from Seidenberg, Roderick Seidenberg, it is important to observe and respect those laws of nature that, although we ourselves change them on occasion, as Einstein somewhat amended the laws of Newton, nonetheless they have a tremendous momentum. They are a rock-bottom foundation for our scientific thinking. And I'm just going to break in right there. We've shared with you the writings of John Locke from 1690 in his second treatise on civil government. We've shared many times the writings of our founders, if you will, in committee assembled, the Declaration of Independence, the laws of nature and nature's God. Every bit as much as our system of government has been founded upon the laws of nature, so too has science been founded upon the laws of nature. So too was the humanist movement that brought out Protestantism and caused the rift, if you will, drove a wooden hub right into the heart of European Western man's Christendom, crucifying Christ afresh, if you will, allow me to say so. And we crossed a threshold from the old world order into the new world order, the age of reason, the enlightenment, the philosophically radical time period that I open the broadcast with every day, this being the home of philosophical radicalism, where we go in and we study all of this philosophically radical thinking that is the foundation, the bedrock of all of our constitutions and laws and legislation and opinion today. So, as it is in politics and in society, so it is also in science. He continued, I'll just restate it. They are rock bottom foundation for our scientific thinking. And insofar as they are universally accepted, these scientific principles tend to unify the world such as has never happened before. You see, if the laws of nature and nature's God, the revealed law, as was understood by Hugo Grotius and Samuel Pufendorf and so many of the early writers, if these are actual precepts, if they are, as Sir Edward Coke said when he's speaking to King James I of England, written on the hearts and minds of men as if by the very finger of God, if these are the very basic fundamental principles of what it is to be man, of who is man, then they would have a tendency to unify the world. United Nations, Universal Church, World Council of Churches, and so on. In other words, our secondary environment is a kind of universal environment, and in that respect, it differs directly from nature. We've created this new environment now in science that differs directly from nature. As man stepped out of nature and into science, he developed a duality never before experienced. I'm adding that in. One of the results of technology, and perhaps one of the main requirements of technology in order that it might function with the highest degree of efficiency, is the matter of predictability. Predictability. I'm just taking license with this writing as we run out of time. But if you will think about all of the various laws and legislation, all of the cameras, the hate speech laws, and all of the rest that are coming on us and at us, the Patriot Act, the establishment of the Department of Homeland Security, the TSA at all of the airports and bus terminals and train stations, the Global East are trying to improve the odds. They're trying to increase the predictability of human behavior. They do it through schools. They start with the cartoons, I suppose, and take it into the preschool, the daycare center, to the Montessori, then into the kindergarten, and on through the grades. They use the television set and the computer and every possible visual, symbolic means at their disposal, which are vast, to increase the predictability of the behavior of the human being, that politically socialized creature. In the ecological equation, man seems to be perhaps the least predictable of elements. In order, therefore, to reach a more stable equilibrium, man will have to subject himself to increasing predictability, and this will, in turn, result in increased organization. You will have to subject yourself to increasing predictability in order to result in increased organization. How far that will go, no man can say, but perhaps the great problem of the future is the problem of human organization. Mumford has emphasized the unknown potentialities that may well affect man's further development in view of man's past history. With all its magnificent examples of self-transcendence, it would seem like a denigration of human nature to question the validity of such an approach and such an attitude toward the possible course of man's future. Plainly, despite the innumerable futures that may seem open to man, he will, in fact, have but one future. And that's the truth, my friends. The future will be as it is. What is it? Que sera, sera. We will, in fact, have but one future. And as I've said numerous times on this broadcast, no matter how deep the economic upheaval goes, no matter how wide, no matter how long it lasts, whether you like government or whether you dislike the concept of government, I can assure you this, much more so than I can assure you of where gold is going to go in the short or long term. On the other side of this economic upheaval, there will be government. And it will either be a government of our choosing, or it will be a government that is chosen for us. That's the decision. It's a decision this morning, as it was 18, 19 months ago when I started on this course of broadcasting. The solution doesn't change from day to day. If the solution changed every day, it wouldn't probably likely be a true solution. It's going to be up to you, and it's going to be up to me to do all that we can to so shape and influence the events of today that the future that we move into will be one of greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. Because as I'm sharing with you, for well over 55 years, the globalists have been dealing with this terribly sticky wicket, the problem of human organization and human predictability. So if we close out the broadcast here, we go, how are we to assess that future? In the face of the profound turmoil in the present world and in view of our deep sense of an impending climax to the whole of our past development, we are perhaps justified, if indeed we are not compelled, to examine once more the whole perspective of our long development, covering not only the historic period, but the entire range of our course, since we deviated from the biological hierarchy as Homo sapiens. You know, there are some that talk about the serpent people. There are some that talk about interbreeding with interterrestrial travelers. But once upon a time, there was a divergence, and the Homo sapien arose. We are it. He is the enemy, and we are it. Anyway, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. I'll be back again on Monday. And until then, good day.
Take it back. One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.